csinálni magyarul és angolul is.
Yeah. If you go to Vaikuntha, then from there could you go to Goloka Vrindavan, or would you have to take a new life?
Yes, generally devotees don't go from Vaikuntha to Goloka, or they can't go from Vaikuntha to Goloka if they wanted to. Generally everyone's happy with wherever they are, but if for some reason they wanted to go, or they wanted to advance, then they couldn't because their mood is different. They're worshippers of Lord Narayan or Lord Ramachandra or whatever Vaikuntha planet that they're on, and they have awe and reverence for the Lord. They don't have spontaneous love for Krishna. They have regulated love, reverential love. So that would mean that they would have to come. The only place to cultivate that is in Vrindavan. But since they can't go to Goloka Vrindavan, they have to come to Vrindavan on earth. On Vrindavan on earth, they have to get association of devotees of Krishna. And because they're already very advanced, then very quickly, if they awaken their spontaneous attachment to Krishna, they see that Krishna is actually the original of Narayana, then they can go to Goloka.
Okay.
And then before you ask whether that takes a long time, many lifetimes, but it won't take them many lifetimes because residents of Vaikuntha are not ordinary souls. They're already liberated. They already have love. It's just a question of actually them transforming or cultivating that love. But it's a question of whether they would want to do it. Like the story of Murari Gupta, who was a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. Or Anupam, who was Rupa Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami's father, Rupa and Sanatan's brother. And they tried to convert him into devotee of Krishna, but he couldn't make the switch. So he was too attached to Lord Ramachandra, and even though he knew that Krishna was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he saw that the other devotees were in love with Krishna, but he couldn't give up his attachment to Lord Ramachandra. So generally, and that's why we say that people have constitutional position, they're happy where they are. They don't want to go to Goloka. They're happy in Vaikuntha. Like Hanuman. He says, Sri Nati Janaki Naki Chabedam Paramatmani Iti Mamasya Sarvasya Rama Kamalalochana. Which means that I know that Lord Ramachandra is the husband of the goddess of fortune. In other words, he knows that he's Narayan, he knows that he's Krishna, but still, this is the form that he wants to worship him in. So generally, devotees are always attached to their specific form. Otherwise, what would happen to Vaikuntha if everyone left Vaikuntha? Well, there would be nobody there, and Lord Narayan would be all alone. So, but Gop Kumar, he wasn't happy in Vaikuntha. So from Goloka Vrindavan, those devotees, they could go there, but then because they have a higher standard of devotion. But then again, why would they want to go there? Because they don't, they're used to worshipping Krishna as a friend or as a son, and they can't do that in Vaikuntha. So when Gop Kumar, when he arrived in Vaikuntha and he saw Lord Narayan, then he saw Lord Narayan as Gopal, and he wanted to go embrace him, but everyone said, wait, you can't do that here. He's God, you can't embrace him. You can just bow down in front of him. So he didn't feel happy over there, because he felt that his love was being restricted, controlled. Is that okay? You had another question? And then what was the other question? Oh, what was your question?
That in March we will go to India to Parikrama with some devotees, and we'd like to ask Guru Maharaj to give some instruction about how to get the better profit.
Mm. Look how good English he speaks. Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be there by the time you get to my port, because I'll have already gone, come back here. That was Srila Prabhupada's desire. He wanted one of the reasons, aside from visiting holy places and seeing the Dham, that he wanted to go to the devotees to go to my port, is so that they also... They also get the sense that they're part of an international society. Since Prabhupada's time, sometimes it's been devotees just sort of go, like devotees from some country go themselves, stay in their own group at a different time than Gaur Purnima festival, and then they. They stay together and visit holy places, which is nice. We did that once when we took a whole Hungarian yatra. But it misses out on that one purpose that Prabhupada had when he wanted everyone to see that there's an international society. He wanted them to hear from other devotees in other places who may not necessarily see. He wanted devotees to get a sense, get a feel that, yes, they are part of an international society for Krishna consciousness, which is very important, because otherwise our tendency is that we're sort of restricted in our countries. Even then, when we're in our countries, sometimes we don't even get the national picture. We identify ourselves with our own temples or our own localities or our own area. And the most important thing, when visiting holy place, is association, is to get the association of advanced Vaishnavas. It's more important than visiting the places of pastimes. Shalilina Kaji Chitya Gesha Saiva Gokara. How does that start? Just going to bathe in holy places and just to see pastime places without actually associating and hearing from Vaishnavas really misses the whole purpose of parikrama. The whole purpose of parikrama is to hear. Actually, in Prabhupada's time, we didn't go out very much to see holy places. Mostly, we stayed for the morning program, and then I think every second day we would go out, but we would just stay there, and Prabhupada had us do 24-hour kirtan, And so devotees would take shifts doing that, doing kirtan for deities, and we would have programs at the temple. And then in between places, Prabhupada would have us go to different programs. I remember going to in Delhi, he wanted a Pandal program where he wanted Indians to actually see the Western devotees. So I remember going to a Pandal program in Delhi. Prabhupada wanted devotees to go to temple opening in Hyderabad. That I didn't go for because it was such a big trip to actually go all the way down there. And just to really associate with each other. That was more what we did in Prabhupada's time than going to pastime places. And then have kirtans in the evening in the temple. And Srila Prabhupada would give darshan. And then we had festivals. We always had stage programs for the devotees. And Prabhupada was usually there. He would sit and watch. Sadhu Sangha. You can get more from Sadhu Sangha than by... it's the most important holy place than by visiting any other places. Yes, sadhus are Tirtha Bhutani Tirthani Svantasthena Gavadita Bhavadita Bhagavatas. Devotees are the most important holy place. That's why Narottam Das Thakur says that Tirtha Ratya Parishrama. Unless someone's in good consciousness, what they get from going to visit holy places is all the effort that they put into getting there. But actually, the same thing can be achieved, what he says, Govinda Charan, by just worshipping Krishna. If you worship deity, all the holy places, or wherever deity of the Lord is, similarly wherever there are advanced devotees, then get everything from advanced devotee, but the best combination is to be in the dham where worship the deity and associate with devotees, then that's ideal.